This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast brought to you by AbsFam. That's ABSFAM.com. Awesome shirts. You should wear them. Go get one now. ABSFAM.com. The show is also brought to you by Frustrated AbsFam Everywhere. People are getting a little annoyed with the record and the play of the Colorado Avalanche, and some of them have gone as far as to have epic rants about it. And today's epic rant is brought to you by none other than Stephen Crociata. Behold, the rant of all rants.
I don't really agree. I think it's the same thing every game. Thank you, Carl Soderbergh, for finally saying what many of us have been thinking for quite a while now. As the Avalanche drop another really bad game, losing 4-1 to the Panthers, and which was essentially a shutout without a last-minute goal by Gabriel Landeskog, I just have to say, reading the remarks by Patrick Roy after the game, it's just, it gets more and more disappointing. Roy just continues to try to justify what's happening in these games, whether he says that he believes they're only games away from stringing a couple of wins, whatever the case may be. Last night, after the game, he claimed that 5-on-5, they were essentially the better team, because they scored one goal while the Panthers didn't score any 5-on-5. Now, mind you, the Panthers scored a goal shorthanded, so they actually scored while the Avs had 5 men on the ice when they only had 4. Now, I'm not going to say that the Avalanche 5-on-5 game was good just because they outshot the Panthers 21-19 5-on-5. It's about the whole game, not just what's going on 5-on-5, and I don't get why Patrick Roy feels the need to justify a loss that way, especially one that I can't really remember the last time the Avs played a game start to finish as poorly as they played that one. Obviously, we've had some awful losses. I think about, you know, losing to Calgary 9-1 on Valentine's Day about, you know, 4 years back, and that was terrible. But this is becoming a constant now. They've lost, you know, multiple games in a row and in pretty bad fashion. And I just don't see where the changes are coming. It's continuously frustrating where you're seeing the same mistakes happen game in and game out. And adjustments are such an important part of sports, no matter what game you're talking about. You know, you think about football and a team goes into the half up or down, or whatever the case may be, their coach is going to make adjustments to make sure that they can counter what the other team is going to do. And it doesn't seem that Patrick Roy does that in-game, and it definitely doesn't seem like he does it in practice after games. I feel like he gets mad and he puts the guys through the ringer, but he's not actually making changes to impact what happens in the next game. He makes a line change without fixing whatever problem that, you know, combo had last time out. You know, he's putting Nate Gannon back in the game, and you know what? That's fine in some cases. I'm not really going to fight that, because it's not like each one of these games is specifically Gannon's fault. But where is the problems that Gannon has being worked on? That I don't see happening. He continuously has one hand on the stick while the other hand is pretty much pointing out what's going on the ice. Instead of just playing the game, he continuously has mind lapses. The same thing with Holden. Holden will continuously have a mind lapse. He didn't expect last night the offensive player from the Panthers to put pressure on him, and he just got beaten easily. I mean, on a very, very embarrassing play with about 19 seconds left in the game. And you're on the power play. You have to know that the Panthers are going to be pushing when the Panthers were on the power play. And Holden just let his man get right past him, and there was a goal. And this has been an ongoing issue among all the Avalanche defenders. This dates back, I want to say, to actually the playoff series against the Wild, when the Wild just continuously put pressure on the Avs D-man, and they couldn't take it. And it happened time and time again. And now all of last season we saw it, we're seeing at the beginning of this season, teams have made adjustments against Patrick Roy's Avalanche, and Roy hasn't adjusted back. And there are ways to fix these problems. There are ways within the Avalanche organization already. It's not even things that they have to do outside the organization. Take a chance. The team, this is not a good hockey team as is. there is no reason that you can't either give guys opportunities or change things around. Why is Matt Duchene essentially playing on a line by himself? In all reality, he'd probably be better off, but that's not the case. He's playing on a line with guys who just can't keep up with him. He's doing everything on his own. Then when he finally finds a great play to be made, it's not finished. There's too many things around the Avalanche team that just is not clicking. And none of these possible solutions are being looked at. Mikko Rantanen is going to end up playing great in San Antonio, and he hopefully will get a shot again with Colorado this year. But why, when he was up, was he only playing 10 minutes? These are things that I can't understand. Obviously, I'm not there every day. You know, from what I see, it's all on the outside. You know, but what's the excuse? You know, there's so many of these justifications for losses. Where's the justification for, you know, not using players the right way, playing them out of position, putting out, when the Avalanche have the opportunity to put out at least one really, really good line every game, and instead, they put out these line combinations where they're essentially putting that out, you know, 2 fourth lines and 2 second lines, maybe, not really a first line, because I don't really call Ginla, McKinnon, and Skilly a first line. I mean, Skilly's been one of the Avalanche's best forwards. I'll say that. But that doesn't mean he belongs on the first line. Putting Everberg on a line with Duchene, I love Dennis Everberg. But that doesn't mean he belongs on a line with Duchene. These guys have roles, and you can't mix it up to where it's going to screw with the whole team. Why not have a honest first line? I mean, you're putting yourself at a disadvantage when you're going up against these other top lines that are stacked. Why not have a line with 3 really good forwards? Why do you have to essentially even out all the lines? Why do you want to have... You're only 4 deep if you actually have 4 good lines. If you're taking away from some of those lines and making them average, you're not putting yourself at any advantage. The Avalanche have to really reach down and put out the best possible scenarios. They've done the same thing with D pairings. They've put Genin with Zadorov, and they've put Holden with Barry. And instead of having one really, really good potential pairing, you've given yourself 2 average pairings there. And I don't see what advantage that gives you. If you just put Holden and Genin on a line, which were the pairs in practice, but did not end up showing up on the ice, you know, you give them less minutes and fine. Maybe it's not great that you're giving your D pairings so much time on ice, but at least you're putting guys who can get the job done. I would love to think it's going to change, but I don't. And I hate having to consistently rant like this, and I would love to just talk about all the good things that are happening. But honestly, where are the good things? I'm going to watch every single one of these games from start to finish. From the next game, which will be game 9, to game 82. But as of right now, I feel like come game 60, I'm going to be getting ready for the Avs to hopefully win the Austin Matthews sweepstakes. And I mean, that's not the way I want to look at this. We've struggled enough that we should be able to ice a good hockey team. The Avalanche fans have gotten on the Edmonton Oilers for years for just having top picks every single year. But that's where we are now. What is the difference between the Avalanche now and the Edmonton Oilers from a couple of years ago? And obviously, Edmonton was lucky enough to get one franchise-changing player that is now already making them a competitive team, and McDavid is unbelievable. And, you know, the Avalanche, of course, get unlucky that the years that they're bad, there are great players available, but nothing like a McDavid. But why do we have to go through the same thing when there's opportunities to fix it? I mean, you look at the San Antonio Rampage, that roster is filled with guys who really probably should be on the Avalanche roster right now. You can't tell me that there are not players on the Rampage who are better than Nate Genin and Nick Holden and Cody McLeod. There are guys, to be honest with you, there are guys on the Rampage who are better than Alex Tanguay right now. Tanguay looks like a mess on the ice. I'm not saying to scratch Tanguay or, you know, whatever you want to do. I understand Tanguay's placement on the team, but he should be getting very diminished ice time because of his abilities right now. And I don't know what it is about Wah, whether he's just too loyal or too stubborn or whatever the case may be. But if the Avalanche want to be good, and if they want to be an honest contender sooner than later, they need to make those changes. And honestly, I don't know if Wah is going to make them. And if he's not, then the change that has to be made is Patrick Wah.
The views and opinions expressed by Stephen Cresciata are not, in fact, the views of Colorado Hockey or anyone named Cameron. Please send all hate mail to Stephen Cresciata. We joke, we jest, we giggle, we shake it off. Don't take it too serious, folks. He's not wrong. He's not right about everything, but he makes a lot of really good points that I think a lot of us have thought about at the very least. Well, I'm going to stay positive and say things are going to get better, and I'm going to go on record as saying I think that Wah should be the coach throughout the rest of the year because he came into a crap team. He had a great year, no doubt about it, but then he had some bad years, and we need to give him time to build this team up to what he thought it would be, and I think the same goes for Joe Sakic. As for a lot of the other comments that were made, it's hard to argue. It really is. I just want everyone to get their game together and start playing real hockey again. Avs hockey, the kind of hockey that makes people happy. And before I move on to complete and total silliness, let me just give kudos to Stephen Cresciata because he has the balls to say what's on his mind. He is looking at things as objectively as he can, and don't hate on the guy too much, but definitely don't send me the hate mail. The Colorado Avalanche take on the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight, and that inspired somebody at the Avalanche website to put up the title Ride the Lightning. Now, this is clearly a Metallica reference. If it's not, whatever, we're going with it. And that got us to thinking, what could we possibly come up with that would be a fun game on Twitter? And quickly it turned into Avalanche Lyric Swap. Use a hashtag. So it should read, hashtag Avalanche Lyric Swap. You're going to see some hilarious stuff in there. These are all song lyrics, song titles, band names replaced with names from the Avalanche, such as Mike at Hippie Dog says,
"Do you come from a land down under?"
Which is hilarious, even if I sing it like I'm from a different country. And another one of mine, because I think mine are the best, it is Blame It on the Rain by, wait for it, Jack Skilly Vanilli. Tina Goavsko Peterson chimed in with AC/DC and The Jack. That's some deep stuff right there. You gotta check that out on Spotify. It's good stuff though. And the last one is my other favorite. Pass the dutchie pan the left hand side. Pass the dutchie pan the left hand side. It a go bun. This rantcast, this hodgepodge of a podcast, was brought to you by AvsFam. That's AvsFam.com for some really cool hockey shirts, and not just hockey shirts. There's hoodies, there's hats, there's stickers. It's all awesome. Go check them out at AvsFam, AvsFam.com, and stay awesome.
In, man, let me teach you how to dutchie on the ice, the dutchie touch. Hashtag volley volley, the crazy saves this so gnarly. The Condor and Landy, Team Butte is sweeter than candy. Colorado hockey's coming in, Colorado hockey for the win. Tune into the podcast, we're live. Colorado hockey has arrived. Colorado hockey.